Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager here. There are some things people just can't live without, so we invented them way before we ever invented writing. Coats, knives, roofs, fire. Turns out, another thing our prehistoric precursors needed that we still need today is the ability to stick one thing to another thing and then, you know, have them stay that way. Which is why Neanderthals had glue. They might have been cavemen, but they weren't savages. Now, Homo neanderthalensis used their glue, a viscous tar distilled from birch bark, to fix weapons on the heads of a tool onto a haft or maybe a handle. And Neanderthals were actually the leaders in glue technology, beating us Homo sapiens to the punch by more than 100,000 years. They began brewing tar 200,000 years ago, whereas the earliest evidence of modern humans using tree resin as adhesive appears less than 100,000 years ago. Research published in 2011 shows that Neanderthals had the ability to create and control fire. So, does the fact Neanderthals could manipulate fire to produce tar prove they weren't as dim-witted as we like to assume? Scientists have been curious about the process Neanderthals used to make their glue. A new study published in the journal Nature Scientific Reports suggests three different ways Neanderthal tar could have been manufactured. After all, it had to be produced. This stuff wasn't just secreted from trees growing in the forest. But how difficult was making tar? Tar making is definitely a process, no matter which way you go about it. The research team figured that out through a fancy bit of experimental archaeology. They devised three different potential methods of extracting sticky stuff from birch bark. The ash mound method, where tightly rolled layers of birch bark are covered in ash and embers. The pit roll cigar roll method, where one end of a birch roll is lit and placed burning side down into a small collection pit. And the raised structure method, where a birch bark container was placed in a pit beneath an organic mesh, which holds loosely rolled bark that is then covered with earth and fire. After recreating the three tar production methods, the scientists assessed each according to three criteria: the yield, temperature, and complexity. The team found that though the simplest, fastest method, the ash mound method, yielded just a pea-sized amount of tar, the most complicated, time-consuming method, that's the raised structure method, produced 15 to 20 times more and was also the most efficient. They also observed that regulating the temperature of the fire didn't make much of a difference to the product. Even though they have no evidence that the Neanderthal way of making tar was similar to any of their experimental methods, making the connection between the birch bark, the fire, and the tar would have required that Neanderthals possess a proclivity for abstract thought. So whether they were making easy, inefficient tar instead of something like the high-yield method requiring a folded cup and a little grill made of sticks, Neanderthals had something going for them. They were seriously using their brains. And who knows? It's possible they started with a method similar to one and then moved on to another over time. Today's episode was written by Jesslyn Shields, produced by Tristan McNeil, and for more on this and other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.